Peace be with you. Beautiful words from our Lord to a group of disciples hiding in a room out of fear. Peace be with you. Paul writes to us in his letter to the Colossians, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." You probably all know the story of the man whose business was booming and he needed to relocate. And so he did, built a new office building, and had a grand opening house for his new business. Many floral displays came to this grand opening, and one that disturbed him a little was one that said "deepest sympathy." After the grand opening was done, he called the florist who delivered that wreath and asked him about the significance of what was said. When the florist heard what it said, he thought to himself, "Oh no, that means that the flower display that went to the funeral said, 'Congratulations on your new location.'" I'm here to congratulate you on your new location, on your new life, because of a funeral. The death of our Lord Jesus Christ provided us with a new life and a new location. That new life is his, and that new location is his as well. For we are buried with Christ in our baptism, and we rise again with him to a new life. And it is ours. So if you are risen with Christ, boldly proclaim that resurrection. We think for a moment, just a few days ago, of the disciples of Christ. Before the resurrection, a vacillating group of men who really didn't know what to say or what to do so many times in their following of Jesus. Only when Jesus told them what to say and guided them and sent them out did they really be able to carry out his will. But when things got rough, and they did in the garden, and they did at Pilate's palace, they became timid, fearful, defeated men and women. These disciples of Christ, before the resurrection, were just that. Men who sat at the feet of Jesus, but still cruelly couldn't comprehend all that it meant. And even after the resurrection of Jesus, these same men were gathered in a room and were afraid until the presence of Christ, who said, "Peace be with you." Then they knew and understood that he was indeed risen from the dead. And from that time on, with the power of Christ and the Spirit given to them, they boldly proclaimed Jesus as resurrected Lord. The resurrection was the center of their preaching. When you notice the words of Paul and Peter and, of course, Jesus himself, the focus of all that they were was the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Peter consistently, in the book of Acts, was saying to people, ill and lame in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. For Christ has risen from the dead. And Paul consistently says, you have been raised to life with Christ. And Jesus himself, in his promise to his disciples, because I live, you shall live also. And right after he said to those disciples on Easter day, peace be with you, he said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. To do what? To boldly proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Notice yourselves. There are all kinds of reasons for us being a part of the church. But there is only one essential reason. And that is we believe that Jesus rose from the dead for our sins and made us his people. And so we boldly proclaim it. Why? Because it is our new life and our new location. It is a God-given life. All of us were dead in trespasses. By nature, we were enemies of God. We were sitting in darkness. We were walking in a direction totally away from God, not towards him. It was Jesus who had to say to us, as he said to Lazarus, come forth. Come forth out of the grave of your sins and death and the devil. For I will bring you life. For I am a resurrected Lord. And so Paul says, keep your mind fixed on things above. The command of Jesus restores life. That's the message we boldly proclaim, that Jesus says to everyone, come forth out of the grave of your sins, away from the control of the death and the devil. Keep your mind fixed on things above, for it is our purpose for living, for we are not a dead church. We are a boldly proclaiming church. Boldly proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus. Because you and I have the best view of Easter from knowing, believing, convinced by the Spirit that Jesus is risen from the dead. It is a now view and it's a forever view. We know he is risen now, and forever we will be with him as he has been with us. A new life, a new location, where we are witnesses of the resurrection. A state trooper arrived at the scene of an accident. A car had plowed into a telephone pole. He was looking for witnesses to the accident. And the only one that he could find was a young man in work clothes who was just sitting and shaking and shaking and shaking. And finally he found out the young man was a witness to the accident. And he asked him, where were you when the accident occurred? And the young telephone lineman said, I was at the top of the pole. The best view of the accident. His life was shaken. Just as the lives of those disciples were shaken from their view of the resurrection, from the top of the hill, an empty tomb and a risen Christ. For some of you here today, in less than a week, you will have a new location as vicars and candidates, where you will boldly proclaim the resurrected Lord. Today we will install three men who have proclaimed boldly the gospel of Jesus Christ and will continue to proclaim it in this new location because they are men of God called by God to boldly proclaim that gospel. We look back to Paul, who says, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above. And in doing so, know what marvelous things he has done for us. How can we not help but boldly proclaim it, no matter where our location is?" In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.